Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard being back on the show. I call them the tag team Howards, and they're the authors of so many important works that I've been very proud to tell you about for a long time, more than 10 years. Pierce's book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Their work together, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and then Pierce's new book, The Owner's Manual for Happiness. You're starting to see the franchise here, right, folks? And they are a couple of really smart people, and they've joined us. They're joining us today to talk to us about how to make sure we get our new year kicked off the right way, 2014. Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
I've missed you, Jane.
Well, I've missed you.
Hi, Pierce. Welcome to the show.
I'm getting jealous.
Well, I'll tell you, it's good to have both of you back. I always enjoy having you here. Okay, so Jane, we got a new year here, brand new year. We all get the same number of days and hours. We can make what we want of it. That's one good thing about life today is the way we measure our lives, isn't it? I mean, we literally can put an entire year behind us, wrap it up in a bow, and either put it in the bank or put it in a garbage can, whatever, you know, depending on whether it was a great year or not, and start out with a brand new vessel, can't we?
We always have that clean slate ahead of us when we
start
the first of the year. And as we do that, Jim, oftentimes, because it's such a tradition in our culture, we say, okay, we're going to do things differently this year. We're going to change who we are. We're going to make some resolutions. And usually it's something like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make a lot of money. And so
I'm going to get more organized.
I'm going to get more organized. You were just talking about that.
Yeah.
So we come back to ourselves and we say, all right, what do I need to do to make that happen? How do I change myself? Because it comes more naturally for some people to stick to those resolutions. And they say, I'm going to do something differently, and they do. And yet there are others of us that say, I'm going to do that, and then within a week or a month, we're falling off the wagon, we're doing something we hadn't planned to do. And so we thought we'd talk about that occur.
But Pierce, when we try to change ourselves, I mean, you wrote and co-wrote the books on this topic. Can we actually change ourselves?
No. We don't try to change ourselves. We try to change what we do.
Ah.
Habits can change. Temperament can't.
Right.
One of the...
So I can't change my tendency to be a certain way, but I can change the decisions that I make and the behaviors, my behaviors.
Right. You can, if you're highly sociable and gregarious, and in college you were a beer swilling fraternity or sorority kid.
Yeah.
You're not going to change the gregariousness, but you can change the beer swilling.
You can change to wine, right?
You can change to more polite dinner parties. I mean,
right.
It's you don't change the temperament; you change how you express it.
Right. Is that what it? It kind of sounds like you're saying. That Jane, it sounds like Pierce is saying that if you want to get better at, want to accomplish things and actually improve yourself, just grow up a little bit.
That's part of it. Yeah. Now, one of the most effective practices I have seen in my decades was in terms of resolutions and goal setting was that of two architects. These guys were partners in a small architectural firm, and once a year, they went on a retreat together. They went out to the lake and spent a Saturday and Sunday. And, in fact, I facilitated one of those retreats, just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
What they did during that retreat is they thoroughly discussed the future of the company and themselves, and they set goals for the coming year. And every month, they would have lunch together, and they would report on progress towards goals and what, if any, support they might like
in
to
a separate setting from running the business every day.
Exactly.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Now that's a big deal, folks. And now, my audience is rolling their eyes right now because they know I'm about to stick in a CEO comment in this. Folks, they did that like a couple of CEOs. Not they stepped out of their manager's role and became the chief executive officers of the company. That's what they did in those sessions that Pierce was telling you about. We're going to take a quick break. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.